combattions pour vous avec notre sang et avec notre âme pour la liberté. Notre sang et notre âme pour la liberté. La fin plutôt que la soumission.
On November 17th in Tunis, Tunisia, while diplomats, corporate representatives, and governments met at the World Summit on the Information Society, over 200 people gathered at a lawyer's office. In the office were eight hunger strikers, some of whom had not eaten since October 18th.
I am Barket Yerida from the ALT, Association Tunisienne for Struggle Against Torture. And I am the president in Tunisian human rights of Tunisian South, Banlieue Sud, the surrounding south of Tunis, the capital.
Could you just explain to me why there are eight hunger strikers striking right now?
Yes. These leaders of political parties are on struggle. Because there is no other possibility to speak, to ask, to struggle with the authority about fundamental things in political and social and life in Tunisia. They can't have liberty, freedom of press. They have no freedom to be organization in political parties or organization. There is the problem of the people in jail, the problem of the Amnesty General in Tunisia, because now there is no... I spoke about people who are in jail, but some years ago there is lots, thousands of people in jail in Tunisia, and from every colors, political colors, and every organization and all the part. About the political prisoner, now there is in Tunisia three kinds of political prisoners. There is the Islamists, and there is the young surfing on internet. There are about 200 young people. The famous group is of Zarzis, the young of Zarzis. After them, there is many other groups from many towns, from Bizerte, from Ariana, the west surrounding of Tunis, and from Tunis and from other regions in Tunisia. The third kind, this kind have been in the tribunal about the La Loi contre le terrorisme. Yes, laws against terrorism. It's a new law in Tunisia. And the third kind of political prisoner, there is the young people who want and who prepares itself to go to Iraq to fight against U.S. Army. They are captured in the frontiers, in the borders, or in their houses in the town before they get out from Tunisia. These are three kinds of political prisoners. About the internet, there is last week, we counted about 225. But before the summit, there is about 20 or 25 from the group of Rihanna. They have been left before the tribunal, before the judge speaks, before the tribunal sounds about them. They have been, but some of Ariana are also in prison. You know, about the Islamist group, some from them have been left out before the summit on the Eid after Ramadan, the big fest after Ramadan. There is a group who has been left out of prison.
Is there increased political repression in Tunis? More political repression in Tunis? With pressure from the U.S. and with cooperation with the U.S. security forces, can you?
I think,
Yes, because the new laws about terrorism, many young people in Tunisia are in jail now because this new law. This new law had been very quickly put on in Tunisia to the power to be very friend with US, with America, with George Bush, you know? It's with Iraq and with Israel. That's very closely related between us, between them, these points. Police authority in Tunis, and U.S. politic in Arab world and Israel. It's very closely related.
And are these syndicalists, the union people, are they legal or not? In
syndicate of workers. Of workers. There is a big syndicate. It is the General Union of Tunisian Workers. But there is two things. There is this syndicate, the president and the council, and there is the movement. In Tunisia, we speak about that. There is the syndicate and there is the movement. The syndicate is yellow, and the movement is red. Yeah. C'est okay. Generally, they agree in the syndicate. The headmasters of the syndicate, they agree with all the political position of the authority about the presidential election, about the privatization of all the societies which was for the government, for the state. But the workers are on struggle with their small syndicate. Les syndicats de base, les syndicats régionaux sont contre le.
The official information in our packets for the WSIS includes information that 80% of the Tunisians are in the middle class, that there's not poverty. So the question
about
would
that
be
the social situation in Tunisia. Many years ago, it's true that we can speak about Tunisian society is a middle class society, but now it is not very true, because if we speak about only one thing, every year the university gets out tens of thousands of young people with their diplomas. And they are in the street without work. They are workless. They are unemployment. This is one thing. Second thing, the prices are growing up very quickly because many problems of the mondialization,
globalization.
And the salaries don't go up. And there is many poverty in the quartier populaire, in popular surroundings of the towns, and in the countryside there is many problems. You know, there is many peoples in the popular surroundings. They have no electricity because they don't pay the electricity, and or they use only one.